While they're pissing, go check out our Facebook and Instagram, Chambers, S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. That's Chambers, S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. We got all type of items, toys from the vintage days and new school horror, buttons and bottle openers from punk, metal, black metal, satanic, comedy, slapstick, all that good stuff. T-shirts, and we're going to start printing original designs, like, you know, funny, what's that called? Those Mexican narco traficante shirts, but mixed in with punk and heavy metal, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and sometimes we're going to have shrunken heads and witchcraft items, all type of oddities too, so just look us up at S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. We'll have all type of weird stuff up for grabs in person and online also. We make you deals if you buy more than one item.
Welcome to the Nimrod Horror Podcast, where we sit, sip, and talk horror shit. I am Joey. This is Leo.
Hi.
And this is our St. Patty's Day special. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all you horror fiends out there. We'll be talking about a kind of a leprechaun film. It's called Unlucky Charms.
And it's, you know what? Every time I eat a bowl of cereal, I think how unlucky these charms are.
That's fair. But as we do on this show, and since it's, you know, the big day, St. Patty's Day, what are we sipping on today, Mr. Leo?
Are you drinking?
Yep.
And that miracle?
Miracle?
Yeah, you're finally drinking on a podcast. I think it's been like twice that you have not, since we've been back, it's been like, yeah. You've been 0 for 0, but, 0 for 2.
But technically, one was recorded the same night as the other one, so, you know. Feeling.
You look like a very sexy trucker, I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
I haven't worn this, like, hat in, like, a long time. I think I got it from, like, Walgreens, like, 10 years ago. Maybe it was longer.
It is what it is.
Eat what it is. Nice. All right. So what do you got going on there, Mr. Leo?
Well, I thought I'd start off with some whiskey. Isn't it, how's the saying go? Whiskey, no, whiskey. Liquor before beer, never sicker. Or beer before liquor, never sicker.
But yeah, beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're gonna be sick, whatever.
Oh. Well, I have one. Beer before liquor, or liquor before beer, God damn it, I don't fear.
There you go.
I need not an applause, but I get the finger snaps.
Yeah, a little GS snaps.
Yeah, I'm drinking some Jameson, and since I'm a fat ass trying to be on a diet, I got a Diet Coke.
That's fair. That helps out some. But yeah, you know me, you know my boy. I was like, well, I gotta get something green because I didn't get any food coloring this year. Like last year, I had beer that was just dyed green, because you know. But today, I decided to go get myself a Four Loko.
Oh, Lord.
Sour apple. So it looks green. It's greenish. It's a green color. So cheers. Three cheers. But
you should just got like a Mountain Dew and mixed it with tequila and call it a day.
This is good. But Mountain Dew will be releasing their own seltzer soon. Okay. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for that one. It's going to be August, so I'll be there. I'll drink one. On this show, I will drink it.
Okay. And I'll get the Sonic ones.
I've been wanting to, like, try those Sonic ones, but I'm sure, like those are really bad. That's what I'm getting the feeling for. But I'll try them. I'll try them. As they say, I'm a trisexual. I'm willing to try anything.
All right. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Any good St. Patrick's Day memories?
Bro. If I remembered it, that means that St. Patrick's Day was god awful.
That's true.
It's very true.
Yeah, I mean, most of my St. Patrick's Day is just watching a Leprechaun movie and then drinking. That's how I spend most of my St. Patty's Day.
Really? I would have thought you'd be at the bars. I know I've gone to bars.
I have too, yeah. But not recently.
I think last St. Patrick's Day, I was just shit-faced waiting for the new Justice League movie to come out. Yeah, everybody's all like, did you take the day off for St. Patrick's Day? I'm like, saying what? Motherfucker, Justice League. And for some god miracle, I watched it at 2 a.m. in the morning, pissed drunk. And then I remember like walking around with my laptop, going to take a piss, walking around the house. And yeah, I ended up like staying up till 7 a.m. watching the damn movie.
I remember.
And then I was still drinking.
Classic 10.
I swear, if I go, just wherever I get buried, bury my liver next to me. If I get cremated, get a little cremation thing for my liver. And as long as there's a little belt on him that says, kept this fucker alive, that's what I want his little tombstone to say.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I don't like to go out for St. Patty's Day, really, because just in case, you know, people get crazy, get an accident. Oh, man. Good. On St. Patty's Day. But I used to.
Any shows on St. Patrick's Day? Since we come from the music industry? Or any concerts you've been to on St. Patrick's Day?
Like, the only concert that I've been to was at a bar for St. Patrick's Day, and it was just like a cover band. But then this year, I'll be going to a concert after St. Patty's Day, which is the Doyle Show. That's on the 18th. So it's the day after St. Patty's.
Still don't count.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen Descarnales and Chencha Berrinches, and I forgot who else played. It was one of the last shows at Fitzgerald's. It was like me and my wife got backstage and met Chencha Berrinches. And like we got like a free demo and got like all these pictures. They're all on my Facebook. And Eddie was there. I remember that. And yeah, of course, Scarnales. Like, I don't even consider them ska anymore. It's like cumbia punk rock music, to be honest. But I mean, their roots are punk music and ska. But yeah, it seemed to go over more to like a cumbia, like. Not salsa, but you know, like that Spanish kind of music.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's cool. Man. Before we get into this movie by Full Moon, one of my favorite independent horror companies out there, as I mentioned on previous episodes about Full Moon, I'm just going to say this. Today was a kind of a painful day because your boy is now like a gym guy And I did leg day on a Thursday, but it really hit me today, 2 days later, and I can barely walk sometimes. So painful. Because I want to, like, get my leg up a bit, but nah, it's just too much pain now. So, yeah, so I want to be Jack Joey pretty soon.
Why is everyone always tripping on leg day? I actually want to. I've asked all my friends this. Leg day to me was like the most epic of epic. And then my friend goes, well, you're a fucking soccer player. I'm like, does this fat ass look like he ever played soccer in his life? Even though I used to. But does this physique say soccer player? Do these man titties say maybe baseball player, but not soccer player?
Yeah. Well, because like leg day, with legs, you're always using them, you know, and it's just how the muscles just kind of, I guess, getting this weird, painful feeling that, because, like, when I did my arms prior to that, it wasn't, as bad, and, like, you can always kind of, like, rearrange your arms a bit, you know, but leg day, painful, but you gotta work it out,
What are you achieving to out of this workout?
I'll become a wrestler. No, just kidding. Maybe. No.
Let's go. Doomsday Wrestling Championship. We'll go for the tag titles. Hector B. or Paul Heyman.
Here you go. But yeah, I was just trying to because I thought that I was becoming somewhat of a fatty 2x4. And I was like, you know what? It's time to get this a going. So I'll be jacked pretty soon, you guys. So watch out. No, just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so let's get to this here movie. I'm not gonna lie to you guys straight up. This is I do like this movie. But I'll be honest, there's not too much to say about it. Yeah. And I knew that going into this episode, because I really wanted to have like a third person on here to kind of fill up time. So this episode could potentially be a short episode, or we could have like enough filler talk that it's going to be like the regular like 90 minutes. So we'll see.
Is that why we're stumbling and fumbling a lot right here at the beginning?
Yep. Because I'm trying to fill up time.
Okay. Well, let me go off the bat and say this movie disappointed me. right off the bat. Okay, but it is not it's okay. When you say disappointing, and I'm about to say it's not a bad disappointing.
Okay.
Yet it is still. You know, it's kind of weird to say it's not when something's disappointing, but how can something not disappointing be not that bad? I like the story. This movie did not feel horror, to be honest. It felt more like a dark fantasy film.
Yeah.
It did have some creatures, like mainly from like Irish, like folklore, the banshee, the leprechaun, forgot what that Cyclops was called and what the other one was called. Check out Monstrum on YouTube, where they have talked about these mythical creatures and stuff. All I think we're missing was like a fairy. But yeah, it kind of does, like they did bring up a lot of that mythology and stuff that I found like interesting and cool. I was all like, okay, this is legit, you know, and then like, a very big part of me just wanted this movie to be serious. And what I mean by serious is it did have a serious tone, but some of the acting just came off as too cheesy. And I felt like for this kind of movie, like for the serious tone that they use, I feel like this should have been more of a, like it could have used the same script, maybe a little tweaks here and there, but I felt like this could have literally been for something for the, you know, like the fantasy horror fans, like something Tim Burton would take, put his hands on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Guillermo del Toro.
I see what you mean, yeah. Because, like, I overall do like the sometimes this, like, corniness, especially with, like, two of, like, the main male actors. They are...
We're talking about O'Connell?
Yeah.
That dude's pervy on everything he's on. He's, like, the well-known really big... It's like, if I ever saw him in a serious film, I'd be like, bro, where's the dick joke? Do you just want to see this girl's tits? Like, seriously, like, that's all I can think of him. I can never see him, like, in Shakespeare.
Like, I've seen him, like, play, like, a serious character once before, like, some type of action movie, but he wasn't, like, a main star in it. But, yeah, we were talking about Jerry O'Connell's brother, Charlie. You know, Charlie's, like, mainly in B-movies. I don't know if he's in anything major. He probably has been.
Piranha 2? Piranha 3? Piranha 3D?
That's not, like, a major film.
It made it to theaters.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But
there you go. He had his dick eaten by a damn piranha. A full-blown 3D dick on screen. Why?
I never seen that movie yet.
You have not seen that movie? He has the greatest scene, and he spoke for every man in that theater and in the movie. And if you watch that movie, we're doing this movie. We have to do. I will personally rent this movie for you. We're gonna watch it. It has tits. It has action. It has comedy, and it has fucking little creatures underwater, which you enjoy. A nice creature feature from the water.
This is true.
It has everything you want. And yet, why have you not watched this film?
I don't know. It's I've always wanted to watch it, but it's just one of those films that, like, it keeps on getting passed on for me for some reason, you know?
And I even enjoyed the sequel.
Yeah.
The Hoff was in the sequel.
What's that?
The Hoff was in the sequel.
Oh, really?
The Hoff playing the Hoff.
Oh, pretty good.
Yes, it is. It is. His cameo is epic in that movie.
Oh, man.
Not spoil it more.
No. Let's check that out. But, yeah, so, like, the basic storyline to this movie. Basically, what it is, it's a reality TV show type like setup. With these four girls who are going after a, like, modeling contract. So it's like that show Runway. Well, no. Like America's Next Top Model or whatever it's called. Because, like, the Runway show is, like, when they make the clothes. But yeah, so it's basically like a modeling show. You have the three judges, and there's, like, one kind of, like, tough judge. She's the main person. But we learn that she, Dee Dee, that's her character name, she is into, I guess you would say, the mystics, you know. She basically conjures, like, she uses these, like, charms, like, conjure up these mythical creatures like the leprechaun, mm-hmm. and the banshee, stuff like that, to kind of keep her young. You know, she controls them type thing. So, like, that's the basic storyline to this movie.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, since it's modeling girls, mm-hmm. they are not too shabby looking at all. The casting was pretty good.
It's a Joey movie.
It is. You do see a handful of, like, titties in this movie, but, you know, not too shabby. But the main girl, like, the quote-unquote final girl, even though, like, half of them, like most of them live in stuff like that. But she is played by none other than like Tiffany Thornton, who is from Disney's very own Sunny with a Chance. And it's kind of like funny seeing her go from like a Disney show into like a Full Moon movie as a person that loves both Disney shows and Full Moon movies. It's pretty rare that that's gonna happen, you know.
Well, I'm more of an iCarly kind of guy myself.
I do like that show too, you know. Though I have not seen like the rebooted version of it.
I've seen 3 episodes. Yeah, actually, I just got into iCarly. Like, I just recently started watching it out of boredom. Because I'm like, I need a TV show to watch to fill in some of my randomness in life. I'm like, I've been watching a lot of anime. Then I looked over there to the Disney Channel, you know, Disney Plus. I'm like, what can I find on Disney Plus? Then I find out I have Paramount Plus. So I'm like, let me hop on this Paramount Plus. What you got, Nickelodeon? And I remember, and on my Facebook, for some reason, ridiculous reason, I didn't say the word. For some ridiculous reason, there is a lot of like scenes that keep popping up from like Sam and Cat and Victorious and, you know, and iCarly. And I'm just sitting there like, why is every time I scroll down anything, like half of them are this? And then I saw some scenes and I'm like, okay, this is kind of funny. You know, I'm taking like the biggest dump in my life going, damn, this is fucking hilarious. And then like, I literally laughed my ass off.
Yeah, because the thing with like those like mid like 2000, late 2000, I guess you call them like kid shows, like Curly and stuff and like Hannah and all those shows, is that they also like made it pretty funny for like adults to like laugh too, you know. It's not like they're saying adult type jokes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, but they have a good way of making you enjoy it.
Yeah, my sister came over to the house on, I believe, last Sunday, and she saw me watching iCarly. By the way, I finished the whole series in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
So my sister asked me, are you watching iCarly? I'm like, yes, I'm watching iCarly. She's like, what do you like about the show? I'm like, at least in every episode, I shit you not, at least once every episode, there is a legit LOL moment for me.
I could say that, yeah.
Like, there's in that show, there's literally always one moment in that show where I just lose it, where I'm laughing my ass off. Now, which made me think, this podcast needs something.
iCarly moments?
No. We need a Gibby. That's what we need. We need a Gibby guy. You know who Gibby is?
I forgot now. It's been like a while.
It's like the little fat kid. The weird fat kid.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then, the second season, he was just kind of like a character that just kind of comes in and out. And then, but like the last 4 seasons, he was even on the credits.
I forgot about him. Okay.
We need a Gibby.
That we do. We get somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that show was like,
what's that? We're holding auditions.
Yeah. So that's your like videotape. I mean, videotape. What is this? The 80s?
Now, hold on. I'm kind of dressed like Rob from Ridiculousness. Let me do the. All right, man. You know, you gotta remember, man. I gotta do a corny ass line in order to do this. Make this happen for real. Are you going to have the annoying laughter? Like, what's her name? Rochelle. Oh, what's her name? East Coast, West Coast. What's her name?
Oh, I forget the name.
Dude, she laughs fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe that's where they got the name of this show. Like, they were pondering, like, all right, we got these. We got a DJ, a white rapping girl that's annoying, and Bob, the ex-skateboarder guy. What do we call this? And she goes in the back. And then they're like, oh, man, that's ridiculous. Oh, ridiculousness. That's what it is. Her laughter. Let's call the show that.
That's how it happened.
And that's why I hate MTV right now. Every time I fucking turn on MTV, that's the only show that's fucking on.
Man, I have not seen MTV in a long while because I don't have cable currently. Or I haven't had it in a few years. And yeah, but my last times watching MTV, I would sometimes watch like really, really, really late when they would play like music videos. Like at 2 in the morning.
Brother.
But I don't think they do that anymore.
Brother, your shirt called. It wants to go back to 2005. No. That's how long it's been since. Was it maybe 2005, 2006? I think that's where it ended. You know what? No. I went to New York.
It was at least like 2008 at least.
Okay, no, because I remember this. I went to New York in 2014. Okay. Around 8 a.m. New York time, there was a show, and they played a Paramore video, whatever single they had out at that moment. And then they played another four songs, and then the show ended, and that was it. That's, and then they went to his regular programming. So nice. MTV plays Music Television Network, plays maybe four videos the whole damn day. Snap. But, take a snapshot of this.
Let me see. Let me get it. My fingers. There we go.
Gracias, senor.
But, Salud. Yeah, I mean, like, you don't really need a music video channel anyway.
Not when you're on YouTube.
Yeah. But I did used to like VH1 Classic on their, what's it called? Metal. What's it called? Metal Madness? Forgot the name of it. But like when I was working at the good old Wingstop days, whenever it was Saturday, I would put that on and just close to have it all blasting. And, you know.
All right. Well, this just gave me an idea for my birthday.
What was that?
My birthday bash. And this goes out to all the punk bands across America, the world, especially to the Houston local punk bands. We are going to have ourselves our own TRL.
Okay.
You know bands. I know bands. We can ask, hey, for one episode of the Nimrod Horror Podcast, could we do a Leo's Corner birthday bash?
Okay, so like, what's the idea exactly? Do we like rank like 10 bands, or we talk about 10 songs?
No,
or?
We just fucking play the songs and say how much we like them.
Okay, so it's basically just like talking about the song. Okay, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
And we have stories, music, with the bands.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, man, I remember hanging out with this band, blah, blah. We shot the shit for like 20 minutes. You know?
Yeah. I like it.
We come Let's from the scene. Like, it's a lot of DIY stuff. You know, all of us, especially the White Swan. If you have not heard any bands come out the White Swan, if when you're in Houston and you want to go to a local show, go to the fucking White Swan.
That is where to go. It's the home for like a lot of like, you know, degenerates.
No, I mean, it's pretty much like the Houston CBGBs. Let's be honest. Like,
yeah. I have heard that comparison before. But man, I I think I've told you that, like, one of these days I would really love to do a documentary on, like, the Houston punk rock scene of, like, the 2000s and, like, 2010s and stuff like that. You know, but it just takes a lot of time, a lot of cabbage also. I guess it doesn't have to be that much cabbage, but...
Yeah. If you give me a pretty damn good idea for an Impune music video, I'll let you direct it.
Alrighty. Okay. It's going to be terrible, probably. I'm just kidding.
I mean, can you do a budget of...
$5?
Nah, maybe like about... $4.50?
Alright, yeah. I guess so. Going back to the actual movie, I know we've not talked about this movie, like, really at all.
Well, you yourself said it ain't that much to talk
about. There's really not much to talk about this movie because, like, it's...
And you already mentioned everything that needed to be mentioned.
It's a really enjoyable film, but it's, to me, what makes this movie work the best is how the characters interact with each other. I was about to
say, look...
Yeah, some of them. That's cute. But let's talk about this a bit. So one of, like, the movie's flaws, which is a big flaw Full Moon had during this time, because, like, Full Moon in this, like, time period of, like, the 2010s, they were at their financially, they're like the lowest spot ever that they've ever been in. So the budget to these movies went down quite a bit. Thus, that means that the effects went down too. And Full Moon's all about, you know, creatures and makeup and stuff like that. But, that's what kind of hurts this movie for some people. To me, it didn't really, because, like, I understood that, like, they just don't have the budget for it, and they tried their best. Some stuff looks kind of poor. Like, I think the main, character, little red man, Far Darling, he looks kind of good. He just looks like he has rosacea, which I have. So, like, I was like, relatable, I guess, you know, but
well, like I said, this movie does take a lot of lore from they're not known for being the cleanest.
Yeah.
Leprechauns, and I do like this is a subject I like to touch. Yeah. That whole I felt like they mixed up one thing, and that's why I brought up the fairies earlier. The fairies are the ones that would help the Celtic, you know, like, they have, like, so many fairies, like, they have a whole, not culture, they have, like, a legend of like, an entire race of them that could help overthrow kings and do these type of things depending on your wish and everything.
There is
a scene in the movie where, like, the leprechaun is, like, doubting himself, and then the evil bitch, we'll call her evil bitch, I can't remember their names at this point,
Didi,
evil bitch it is. The only Didi I like calling out Didi is Dexter's sister. She had them legs, bruh. She had them. I was 10 years old when I thought about this. Okay.
It's fair.
All right. All right. No, but old girl here, she's like trying to tell him, like, you've helped overthrow kings and done this and done that. And I'm sitting there like, oh, you got the wrong fucking creature. Like, I guess I overthought that scene, like, completely.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there should have been a fucking fairy instead of a leprechaun there. But I still like how it still kind of kept up with the mythology of, you know, wrong creature, but kept up with the mythology of, like, you know, what they would do. And I loved how she brought up the whole, like, this is in literally like the beginning to me was like, okay, it's just a full moon movie that I'm used to seeing. Like, this is how the movie progressed to me. It's like a full moon. Oh, look, some fine ass women. It is what it is. All right. And then, you know, you start going through like some of the full moon stuff, and I'm like, okay, typical full moon. Cool. But then the story got like, it went from just being kind of corny to being serious. And I'm like, okay, not used to this. Besides, from what I've been told, the first Puppet Master movie.
Yeah, so like there is a handful of like full moon kind of more like serious type films. Well, like we also watched that.
We're not talking about Suspicious.
What a disappointing film.
My cousin took over for me on that episode. You know, we have the same voice, same facial expression, same everything. I think he's a little skinnier than I am at the point too. You know, it is what it is. The saying goes. But yeah, like it was like the tone, like, because she used like whatever, like she cut herself at this point to summon one of these creatures, and she stabbed it, and she's like trying to, you know, not negotiate, but she's talking to the leprechaun, and she does the whole like, you know, you help overthrow things, you know, and everything. But what if you did it for the wrong person? What if you did it for the bad guys? Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, hold up. Like, had to scratch my chinny chin chin here and go, damn, she got your ass. And she's like, you've done wrong, and now you want to grow a fucking conscience? I was all like, nice. I like that. Like, I like that whole interaction, that dialogue that's going on. I really enjoyed that. And like, you know, like him turning over, then it kind of got to the point where like he had to make a decision, and we kind of went a little corny again. But like that whole, those 20, 15 minutes, the movie right there, I would say sum up the movie really good. Another thing I want to add about it. Have you ever read Sandman?
No.
Okay, this is the dollar store version of Sandman, by the way. It's kind of weird to say this. Sandman is a comic book from Vertigo Comics, done by Neil Gaiman. Gaiman, excuse me, before someone fucking cuts my head off. So pretty much there are different gods and demons or whatever. And the god of sleep has been caught. So that kind of leaves kind of everything off limbo and off balance or whatever. But he escapes finally. That's why you have volume one. But you do get to see like what feels kind of like the seven deadly sins, kind of all those kind of things. You see them like in their dimension. They're like afterlife, yet not really afterlife moment. You know, like there's a scene where like the leprechaun, the banshee, and all them are like looking into a pool, and they're seeing things. And I'm just like, oh shit, this is like straight Sandman shit right here. And like even a lot of the stories with Sandman has to do with like people trying to find themselves, and you know, like how things can lead you to wrong paths and what can lead you to good paths. And it's like all fantasy horror, you know, dark fantasy situations. Of course, Netflix is doing an adaptation. I have no faith in it, but I'm hoping they kind of stick true to some source. Now, here's the problem. If this source is not as good as this movie, then by all means, I give this movie a 10.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Like, I didn't know that, like, Netflix was going to start doing, I guess, like DC shows, I guess.
Yeah, they They got, that's what I'm saying. I felt weird. I thought it was fucking weird because, of course, you know, HBO Max has the rights to a lot of the Vertigo stuff and DC stuff. And of course, it's fucking, DC is owned by Warner Brothers, just like Disney owns Marvel. How did Netflix get that? The fuck would I know?
But like, all that Marvel stuff is like leaving Netflix, I think, like really soon. Like,
I already left it.
Okay, they did, because because they're like Disney Plus was like adding like all like the Netflix TV shows.
Yeah,
they did.
Well, that's the thing. It's and I'm starting to get to a point where I think Warner Brothers and Netflix have a contract together. It could be true. I haven't read anything about it. And the reason I say this is because I'm a huge anime fan.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of an anime called Rurouni Kenshin?
No.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Rurouni Kenshin on Netflix?
I don't recognize it as a title. So. Okay.
But if you get the chance, fucking watch it. It is good. The thing is, it's an anime adaptation that's not that hard to do for one reason. There's no sci-fi. There's none of that shit. It's some samurai shit. But guess the company that does the Rurouni Kenshin movies? Because technically, Netflix only has two of them, but there's literally five films. All have the same actors. All have everything. Just that 1, 2, and 3 are the original movies that came back dating 2013. When I saw the trailer to that, I was all like, holy shit, this is epic. And it's done by Warner Brothers. Now, I did watch the Netflix ones, which still, surprisingly enough, are still good. And they're Netflix originals. Now, Netflix original has one thing. It does own Squid Games internationally, not in Korea, by the way.
Okay.
Because when you look at the end of those TV shows and everything, there's the broadcast logos of the TV channels that would originally come out on. That means it is just distributed by, you know what I mean? Kind of like when an independent movie station makes, Lionsgate is like a very, not a big offender of this, but like they let other smaller companies like make the movies, but they're the ones who distribute them, maybe to the movie theater, maybe just straight to DVD or whatever.
Oh yeah. And then like sometimes like Lionsgate film sometimes gets like distribute from like a bigger company. Cause I think like one of the Saw movies, it was like, I think, I forgot who it was. It was Sony or somebody that like distribute out the film to like make it into more theaters and stuff like that. But
no, it's actually Twisted, whatever it was the original one.
Yeah.
And
that was James company, I think.
Yeah, and after that, Lionsgate just took the chance because honestly, Lionsgate takes his chances. Even like, be surprised, there's a lot of very indie stuff from Lionsgate. Like, it's not just all the stuff you think of. And I think the movie you're thinking about is John Wick, because the original John Wick was actually more independent done, but then the sequels are more what other company combined with it,
because like Lionsgate is, to me, kind of took over what like New Line like cinema used to do back in like the 90s. Like they were like representing the independent scene compared to like the other like, you know, mainstream movie companies out there.
Well, yeah, that kind of reminds me like how they Dimension.
Well, like no, Dimension is a thing off of what's it called? Miramax? It's the one that like Scream. Yeah, Miramax is like the main name, but then Dimension Films is the where they split out all their horror movies and stuff like that, and action movies.
I was going to say about, there's a lot of Jackie Chan films.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, no, Jackie Chan's on the Miramax.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Just regular Miramax.
Yeah, I remember Jane, Silent Bob, Miramax. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything off of Askview was Miramax.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith, pretty much. You think Kevin Smith is just Miramax? They always make fun of that. Make fun of Miramax for that, too. Trying to, like, they made fun of themselves in, like, Clerks or whatever. Like, Miramax is always, like, the movies that try to just...
Yeah.
Be the those edgy movies, yet then they're going nowhere type situations. You yeah, got like, that?
Yeah, because like I used to like Miramax films. I know they're going through some rough times because of like what's his face Weinstein, you know, messed up things, but you know.
Oh, dude, I am so glad half the time it's not. It's like, is it Harvey Weinstein, right?
Harvey, yeah. Yeah, because, like, Bob, I think, is still, like, the main company head guy, president, CEO, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's the one who kind of does Blumhouse, right?
Yeah, well, they, well, I guess not they. Now it's, like, Bob now because, you know, the other one. Yeah, they would like be producers on like Blumhouse films. So they would like get the money off of Blumhouse films, but I don't think they really released any of them like through Miramax.
Yeah, like I could
be wrong, but
I remember they did the whole every movie I ever saw for like from 2000 and I want to say 2007 through 2009 or 10. It was like they had that W. You know what I'm talking about, right? The little logo that goes up like that. Like
Weinstein.
Half the time I'd be like, this is going to be a shit fest. Not going to lie. They did have some. They did have some good ones. But then half the time I'd be like, this is going to be a shit fest. And then I'd be like, kind of reminds me when I used to see that Miramax logo.
I guess like with me, it was like, well, the wine scenes are like the reason that like Scream was in major movie theaters. Also Clerks. It's like those are like two great movies and they like put them into like movie theaters.
So and you know what? I will say one thing. I do respect Quentin Tarantino about something.
Okay.
He said, you can't quote me on this, but a slight quote.
Right.
Okay. I will summarize what he said.
What's the word for that? There is like an actual like word for that. Paraphrasing. That's it.
I'll paraphrase. There you go. I'll paraphrase. He said that have you ever looked at directors? Like their movies don't get any better. So this is the best time for me to quit.
That's true. I mean,
That's his reason for him not the people everyone like saying like why is Quentin Tarantino like calling it quits this and this that and that but he's like well you know he doesn't feel like he's made a bad movie by the way apparently paraphrase
I mean that is like overall true like most like directors their best movie comes in like within like their first few movies. Because like to me, Quentin's best like film is still and will always be Pulp Fiction. I didn't see the last one.
Me neither.
Once Upon like Hollywood or whatever it's called. I've seen like
I fell asleep during that what was that movie within the cabin?
8 to 8.
Yeah, I every time I watch it, I'm like half-assed falling asleep.
That one's pretty good, but yeah, it's not even comparable to like his like earlier stuff where like it was really good. it's a good movie, but it's one of those movies that I feel like it's Tarantino becoming a parody onto himself, where it's just like these long dialogue scenes and like nothing really happens.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. Like Tarantino always had like very good, like not quips. You know what I mean, though. It's not a quip, but like he would take in this movie, he took his dialogue way too long than it was supposed to. It's like, all right, you made sense, and then he keeps talking. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then he keeps talking and talking. Oh, is it?
That was my problem also with what's that grindhouse movie he did? What's it called? Death Proof. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one, besides like the car scene, the rest of that movie is just, in my opinion, I know it's like about 80 minutes, but it feels like it's 3 hours long, because like you have these like girls just talking for the entire movie. It's like, oh my God, can we speed this film up?
Well, you know what? I found this out. It's best to watch it in two parts.
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Half of the movie is the early scene and the other half is the later scene.
Yeah.
It's like a two-part, it's like a two-part miniseries.
But Kurt Russell was like really great in that movie, so.
Yeah, he was. And Rosario Dawson.
Not too chubby.
I'm sorry. Best award tonight for Solo.
I was more of a Rose McGowan guy, so, you know.
Joey, you and me about to fight.
Rose McGowan's the biggest, you know. I'm trying to like lift my leg up, but it's in pain.
I'll tell you one thing: a leg went flying across that movie.
Yep.
Good God. Yeah, we did talk a lot about this movie, didn't we?
Yeah, because I was about like things like, what else is it there to bring? Let me see if I have anything written down. Because, like, even, like, my notes are, there's not really any notes. It's because, like, I was like, well.
Do you want to see my notes?
Oh. Let's see them. I have, like, three sentences down. And I think I've, like, talked about them all. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Oh, one thing.
I think our St. Patrick's Day episode should just be us drunk talking about random movies.
That's like,
might as well. We're a drunk podcast.
Yeah. But like one thing, Unlucky Charms. What I like about this era of like Full Moon is, I like how the movies look. Like the directing, they had this like certain like independent look, but. But like Charles Band would always make these movies strangely pop. Like it's not like it's drabby looking. Like it's not bad to like, you know, visually look at.
Unless when the special effects come up.
Oh yeah.
The magic effects on this movie, ugh.
Oh yeah. As like I mentioned, yeah, it was but during this time that Full Moon was at its all-time lowest budget. And this is when it was really rough to watch some of like the Puppet Master films that came out around this time. Because it was not like the puppets before. Hold on.
Like, I feel like I can kind of salvage a little bit of what we're saying. I've seen some of these effects done on some of the Disney Channel shows.
Yeah.
So it's not extremely horrible quality. It does have a straight for TV
kind of
aesthetic of directorial thing.
I mean, like, even when you like think about it, because like, we mentioned this whenever we did our Evil Bong movies, it feels like a TV show, not like an actual movie, you know?
Hold on, but Evil Bong is like a very natural, very assertive way of saying
and we will continue the Evil Bong movies come next month, y'all.
Fuck.
We'll do 666 and also 777.
Didn't we already do 666?
I don't think we did.
Yes, we did.
I'll have to check again. If not, we'll do 777.
Hold on, mother flub.
I'll look it up.
You just want to do it again, don't you? You just want a reason to rewatch that movie, because
666 is my second favorite Evil Bong movie.
And then we even did the Gingerbread movie.
Yeah.
That's the last one we did. I think you watched
666.
Huh?
I think you just watched 666, but we didn't talk about it.
No, we did talk about it because I have the notes, because it was part of the podcast.
Let me look it up right now as we're talking to see.
Yeah, we did 1, 2, and 3, and then we did 4, 5, and 6.
Here's the thing with that. Because the fourth movie is kind of Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong, that's what we did instead of a sixth movie. But
666 is your favorite one, right?
Second favorite one.
We did talk about that
one. I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm gonna go to our.
So as he is looking that up, welcome to an episode of Leo's Drunk. Where he's still sipping, he's still shitting around, and he's still fucking around. He is the host with the most.
With the most.
But not right, enough alcohol. What the fuck? I need more alcohol.
Drink up, bruh. Oh, here it is. Okay. It was episode 82.
Mm-hmm.
We did Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong. Evil Bong 420, and then High Five. We did not do 666.
Well, look at that.
So we're doing 666 this year and 777. And if Infinity High comes out without paying for it in time, we might do that one. But I don't think so.
Or Leo might just reach in his pocket and just order for the both of us.
Maybe so. Because that movie's probably coming out April 20th. So.
Ooh.
Also, Ginger Weed Man. But yeah. That's our plan for 420, y'all. Get a little sneak peek. Alrighty. Hold on.
Before this podcast ends, I actually want to try something.
Okay.
Hold on. There's a beer in here. It's too many fucking voodoos. Aha. Only exclusive to this 12-pack. I say that I only have the only 12-pack in the world, but maybe give a reason to people to actually get this 12-pack. Mm-hmm. Myself, I am a Voodoo Ranger fan.
I do like pretty good.
I do like me some of my PAs. Now, only exclusively to the 12-pack is there a Voodoo Ranger Experimental IPA. Mm. So I thought for this episode.
Experiment it.
Oh, shit. I know a lot of people say, like, you know, beer don't taste good.
It tastes good.
I mean, it smells good. Smells like it tastes. The problem is, half of the world, or half Americans, just drink Bud Light and Budweiser.
Budweiser is good. Bud Light's not good, but
Miller Lite. I will say one thing. Coors is good. Coors Light, Coors. No.
So, like, I would say Coors Light is my favorite light beer. And I don't like it too much, but, like, that's my favorite light beer. Coors Light.
Joey, when's my contract ending with the Nimrod Generation podcast?
Nimrod Generation or Horror?
Well, I mean, you are technically the owner of Nimrod.
It ends tomorrow at midnight.
Oh shit, so I can Deshaun Watson this shit. Give me a second. I no longer want to speak for the rest of the night.
Watson might be a Panther no one, piece.
No one gives a fuck about that fool. Hell, he's like fucking James Harden. Guess what? No one fucking cares about James Harden.
Different.
Besides the 76ers.
Well, I guess like...
Besides the whole rape shit. No, look.
That's a big like difference though. That's a huge difference.
Dude, it's just like Harden. He wants a ring. He wants one of these.
Well, like, no. Harden's a bit different because, like, yeah, Harden's just chasing rings, and he has, man, that boy, you know, he's still, like, a really great basketball player, but he is not a loyal guy. He does not get along with other players, it seems like. But because he's like in the top five NBA players, he's always going to get like a team to like buy into him.
Yeah.
Because like the Nets, I mean, the Nets should have been like NBA champions, but James couldn't work it out with like KD or like Kyrie. But
it's... Dude, the boy can't hit shit when it matters.
He's not clutch. He is not clutch. But man, I still remember Western Conference Finals. What was it? 2017 was it? No, 2015. Man, we were so close to going to the NBA Finals. But yeah, it's Harden's just not a good clutch performer, and CP3 was like out that game 7, and I was like, we have this one, we got the Warriors. But then Chris Paul was not there. Chris Paul, as one of my ex coworkers used to say.
But Chris Paul's good. Yeah. And guess what? Harden wanted him off the team.
Yep. He did, because he didn't get along with him. It's like,
so we catered to this guy. We did everything for this guy.
Because he is a talent. And talent leads the way.
Tom Brady. I don't like. You know what?
Careful where you go with this.
Hold on. Okay. I respect Tom Brady for one reason.
Okay.
He takes pay cuts. He does what he wants. He gets a championship team to him.
Yeah.
See, hold up. Before I diss the dude, I give him his dues.
Brady's the beast.
You know what he couldn't do?
Beat Eli Manning.
Yeah. He could not beat the New York Giants. Guess who could? The shadiest quarterback with the Baltimore Ravens.
shitty. You know?
Hold on. Baltimore Ravens had the shitty. When they beat and they humiliated the Giants. 34-7. Was it around that? Was it around like that kind of score? Yeah, it was. Dude, it was
something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens went in with one of the shittiest quarterbacks of all fucking time.
I want to say that. I mean, that's
the boy threw the most interceptions the whole season. How does that even happen? It's like Joe Burrow actually making it to the fucking to the Super Bowl with that many sacks. But I mean, at least the Ravens actually won the damn thing the whole way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least the Ravens won it. Oh, boy. Dude got pretty much out of the team right after that season.
He did. Pretty much, yeah. I think he stuck around for, like, I think another season. But then, yeah, that was it.
He was number 8. I remember his name was like the something. Yeah, some piece of shit. That shit. Yeah, the piece of shit. Yeah, I got him. That was the worst quarterback any fucking team could have had.
When you said his name wrong, it made me forget his name now. Oh, jeez.
No, seriously. Their playoff games were heartbreaking to me. I was like, man, I'm about to lose $2. All my cousins were very nice to me. And whenever the whole thing came up, like, oh, you know, like, should we give you the full price or would you put in? I'm like, man, just give me the $10. I'm good. It was so god awful. Oh boy. I think it was playing the Jets or something, and like this was like ramifications to going into this like playoffs and everything. Dude threw like fucking back to back interceptions. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. My cousins are laughing at me and they're like, oh, like, see, why the fuck you picked that team? They have nothing going for them. I'm like,
the defense though.
That boy Ray Lewis came over there and fucking did his shit though.
I miss those like Ravens defensive players because they don't have that anymore. But you know,
man, and that's one thing. They don't have no more defense. They're trying to play more offense. And I feel honestly, coming from me as a Ravens fan from back in the day, too far back in the day, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, it's weird whenever a like team is like known for like one thing and they try to like change it up.
Now they're offensive.
Yeah, because of like Jackson. Because like, well, like, you know, Jackson can do. But like, the problem with Jackson is that he doesn't really have that much help. You know,
he has no. He doesn't have an offensive line. They are still a moderate defensive team. Moderate. I'll say a moderate defensive team. The fact of the matter is, they say everyone just wants Jackson to, like, throw the football. Like, not throw the football. He runs. So they blitz him.
Yeah.
Very true. Because the Dolphins, they blitz his ass 37 times. And guess what? They got his ass. They done got his ass. I watched the whole thing happen. And I was like, fuck my life. And guess what? But before the season started, what did I say? Joey.
I remember.
Joey, what did I say? What? Hold on.
It was.
As I said my experimental one more time.
It was on this podcast back right before the season started. I forgot your exact way of saying it, but you said that the thing was like, if like Jackson goes down, the Ravens will miss the playoffs.
But what else did I say? Yep. But what else did I say? This season, He was.
I forgot what you said then.
I said Jackson will be injured this season. Did I text that to you? I think I texted it to you, maybe.
You did, like, text it, and also you said it on, like, one of our episodes, too.
I said Jackson will fall this season. I didn't say those quote-unquote words. I said he's going to get injured, and the Baltimore Ravens will lose it. They're not, like, lose their mind, but, like, that's it. And you're it can't happen.
Oh, yeah. I had, like, belief that they would, like, get it together. But, yeah, once, like, Jackson went down, I was like, yeah, they don't have enough to, like.
Hold on. Did you think of me?
I did, because you mentioned it, like, every episode after that, like, every Sunday, you would, like, message me and say, see, I told you. Like,
But, damn right. I was right. But guess what? Like a phoenix.
Rise.
Bet on Baltimore this year.
I think they're definitely going to be better. Because I don't know, like, who they got coming up as, like, receivers or, like, O-line or, like defensive players. But, I mean, they barely missed the playoffs. And, again, with the NFL playoffs, all you have to do is just, like, win, what, 3 games, and boom, Super Bowl champions.
Man, don't say all that, man. That's fucked up.
I'm just saying.
At least they're the only league that literally it's win or die playoff time.
Well,
we're not basketball. We're not baseball. You know, America, well, win or die.
Yeah. like major leagues. Because, like, you have the PHF, which is, like, the win or die type, you know, one game playoffs. But, you know, they're not that mainstream.
Vincent was actually showing me something that was pretty funny. Like, someone made a meme or a meme, pretty much. It's like, what if the worst player in the NFL will play the number one team in the XFL? The loser would leave the NFL or stay in the NFL.
Like that, yeah.
And then get knocked down to XFL level. Because honestly, look, dude, we had the Roughnecks undefeated streak.
Oh, my God. The Roughnecks were like Houston's proudest moments.
Oh, but, and guess what? When old boy made it into the NFL.
Oh, yeah. PJ Walker, he did not do good.
He didn't do a goddamn thing. That's the problem.
I saw, like, his, like, preseason games.
It's like, we got undefeated streak, yeah.
But we were looking amazing.
In the NFL. Hold on.
What?
Oh, hold on. Cricket.
Yeah. PJ Walker did not do a great job in the NFL, but man, that was great. Watch them, and, like, you know, in next month we got the USFL with the Houston Gamblers, which is a name that makes no sense. I know, like, the Gamblers were our 80s team when that league existed, but in Texas you cannot legally gamble. So why?
Yeah, you can.
You can just do, like, lotto and stuff like that. That's
no,
just
not... fool. You go to your friend and go be like, hey, Joey, we're going to have this conversation. Are you on this side or this side to me?
It depends. Well, like, yours may look different than, like, what I look.
I'm just looking directly at you then. Be like, hey, bro, I bet you the Cowboys won't make the damn playoffs this year.
That doesn't count.
Like, I'm a gambler.
Like, like legalizing gambling, like casinos, or like, cause like I've been really wanting to get into like sports betting, but I can't really because Texas, you can't do it. Cause I like downloaded all the apps, and they're like, oh, you live in Texas? Sorry, you can't bet. You know, so.
Looks like I need to contact a family member outside of Texas. I'm not gonna lie. My statue over here on this side, she got some big ass titties. Just randomly gonna say it. That statue has big ass titties.
Big titty statue.
Oh yeah. Like literally just blip, blip, blip. It's an anime statue.
I kind of guessed that because I know that anime is all about big old titties.
I know.
From like what I've seen.
Technically yes and technically no. Let me and thank you for enjoying another episode of the Nimrod Horror Podcast.
We ain't done yet. We're still like talking about Unlucky Charms. But this is like one episode we've talked about the movie maybe the least. There has been like a few other episodes where we didn't really like talk about the movie too much, but this one might be the number one.
No, but see, honestly, we actually, you and me both went straight to the point, straight did the thing.
Fair.
And then we actually gave reasons to watch and not watch the film.
I see. Well, you.
Am I right or am I wrong? Before, it's just like, oh, bunch of hoolerings and, you know, bullshit everywhere. And then we're just like, we literally went straight to the point on everything.
Yeah, because it, like, as I mentioned, you know, in the, whatever, like, the 15-minute mark to this episode that, it's just, there's really not much to say about this movie, but it is a really entertaining thing. It's just, it's tough to really talk about, you know? It's like, trying to think of another popular movie. Oh, it's kind of like, well, I was about to say Clerks. Because I think I could do Clerks really quickly. But it won't properly represent that Clerks is one of my favorite movies.
No, see, I believe Clerks could be done the right way, depending on who you're talking with.
I guess so, yeah.
Because you can actually go like, you can, like, so many ways
rant about scenes.
Yeah, because it's nothing but nerdom.
Yeah, I guess, like, yeah. So like maybe it's not like a good. I'm trying to think of another movie that's.
And also, not, you have to get nerdoms that are like against each other, type of situation. You know. Huh. I don't like some of our best episodes have been like. Movies you like that I dislike, and then like we just shoot the shit back and forth. Like,
oh, yeah, that's true. All right, should we go to the wrap up now?
Well, we didn't hit 90 minutes, but
I mean, by the time we're done with like our rating, our social media, it'll probably be like 90 minutes. So, oh, and like this was okay, so like listeners. I know that you don't know this really, but this is one of our few episodes that had no interruptions. It was straight recording. There was no like bathroom breaks, no one in the background screaming about something, and we had to stop recording for like a little bit, you know. So actually,
it's been a long time since that has happened.
Yeah, again, it's been a really long time. Like I legit thought that I was going like urinate like 10 minutes ago, but I'm like, you know what, actually no, I'm gonna like hold it. Now I'm starting to feel it because I talked about urine. Now I'm like, okay, kind of use the bathroom now, but no.
All right,
let this boat ride.
All right, now if that boat rides between your pants, it ain't our fault, it ain't my fault, it's your damn fault.
It ain't my fault.
Hold up.
It ain't my fault. I've not heard that song in many, many years.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even talk about this. The experimental IPA. Yeah.
What's that?
Seal of approval.
Okay, cool.
It is fucking good. It has a citrusy flavor that it's a must have for IPA drinkers.
Cool. Citrus, that's weird. All right, Miss Leo, what would you... Oh. Go on.
No, I'm saying, like, what do you mean, fool? Hold on, now you want to... Hold up. Now you came in over here and disrespect me. This is what happens on St. Patrick's Day. We about to fight, right? I'm a Dropkick Murphys fan. You know, I'm a Flogging Molly fan. I'm a Impune fan.
Okay.
All right. Fuck those two bands, but we're sticking with Impune?
Yeah.
That's my
hot take. Of the day.
Now say it. I love you.
I love you.
All right. Are we still doing recommendations?
Yes, but first, ratings. So, Mr. Leo, what would you rate this movie?
I'm actually going to rate this movie a 5 for a couple reasons. All reasons that I already spoke of. I like the story. I did dig where it was going, what it was trying to emphasize. What I did not like of the film was kind of the low budget part of it. And that's the weird thing about me actually saying that for once. It's the low budget, because I felt this movie had a storyline that should have been bigger than what it was. I still want people to check out this film. It is like, you can go ahead and slap me upside the head and say your rating was stupid, because this movie's story has so much potential. It's almost literally like, if you heard the Germs' first soundtrack, like not soundtrack, but like their first music,
yeah.
You know? Like if you heard like the demo versions to Bad Religion, NOFX, to Metallica, to Mate, Hate, Feet, Kill, Repeat by Slipknot. This movie is like that. It's raw. It's good, but you're always gonna find a reason why not to like it. So it's still, you know, it's a mediocre rating, but, you know, just trust me.
Yeah, this is like one movie that, you know, I understand whatever people like rate this movie. But for me, I gave it a solid 7. I almost want to give it a bit higher, but like 7 is just solid. I've already like said the reasons really. The movie looks good. I like how the characters, you know, act. And of course, it never hurts to have an attractive cast. So, you know, solid 7.
I mean, leg day wouldn't seem so bad.
Alrighty, recommendations. I'll go first this time to kind of change it up. For me, I'm going to stick in the Full Moon world, the Charles Band world. It's a movie that actually surprised me really recently, and it is Baby Oopsie. Baby Oopsie, who is a demonic toy character. She has her own standalone movie that, like, came out late last year. It just came on Tubi, and I watched it, and I was quite satisfied, because like I didn't like Demonic Toys 2 really, so this one's really good. Baby Oopsie, look it up, Tubi. What do you got, Mr. Leo?
I don't have a goddamn thing. I'm just gonna be honest. You know what? we actually talked some football on this, so the Mile High, Baltimore Ravens versus the Denver Broncos 2012 season playoff game. If you take some shots to that game, just make any game. How many times you get interceptions? How many times? Like, it's just a back and forth game. How good that game is, call it a day.
I remember, yeah. Pretty good one. All righty, Leo. Where can people find you on the social medias?
You can find me at... XX. Oh, yeah, ladies. XX.
Yeah.
Leo.
Boom. Boom, boom. Oh, yeah.
X. R2-D2.
Boom, boom. Oh, yeah. All right, and for me.
Oh, motherfucker. I got two X's. Come on, bro.
I thought you were done with your X's.
Of course I'm done with my X's. Hold on. Before I was rudely interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Bow, bow. Bow.
I know. You can find me at XXR2D2XX on the Instagram. And for the entire podcast.
And do like my shit.
Come on, man. Why are you always doing this kind of stuff? Man, where you from? Where you from, man? Come on, just say your shit. Where you from?
All right, you can find me at Nimrod Horror on the Instagrams, and Leo, close out the things.
All right. You can find us at Nimrod Generation Podcast. One word. On Instagram. And whatever the fuck you got on. But you can actually find this actual podcast on Nimrod Horror Podcast on Instagram, on Twitch, on what other platforms are we on?
Oh, we are on Google Play. We're on Anchor. We're on Breaker. We are on Pocket Cast. We are on iHeart Radio, we are on.
Wait, we're on iHeartRadio?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the big leagues.
Holy shit. We are in the big there. League. We are. Oh, man. I think I should throw a tantrum now. I should just throw a Billy Joe tantrum. Right. since I. Hold on. I got this ukulele. Should I bash it on the ground?
Do it. That's good. No. But yeah. But speaking of that, those like different platforms. Thank you guys for like all like listening, because like what I've seen of like the overall numbers, it seems like it's very spread out. It used to be Spotify was like dominating. Like Spotify is still like the most played one for us, but it has ventured out into different platforms, which is cool. I appreciate you guys for listening, and all the countries people represent that have listened to us.
I would like to add.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I, plugged in my podcast.
You always plug it, and that's what we do.
It's still Nimrod Universe.
Yeah.
Which we are.
Oh, Speaking of, I guess in some news, if you're wondering where the 30-year-old teenagers podcast, we'll be making a slight episode, I guess, return with our 1 year anniversary. I don't know exactly what the plan is. I think it's going to be a bunch of outtakes. I think that's what it is, which is probably like the best parts of like podcast.
Yeah. Oh man, I was about to bring out Tiny Iron Man for some reason. he still has two spots open for the horror podcast. Okay. That was part of the legal contracts and everything that was going on. You know, man, Tiny Iron Man was like one of the biggest things going on, apparently. You know?
Oh, yeah. Dolores was in love with him, so.
But the 30-year-old, we might need to talk some trade business to get him into. But see, he don't sell out, though. He came from the independent scene, and now he became part of the generation. But it always sticks to heart. If he has to come to horror, he would do the thing at horror.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to close out also with, again, happy St. Patty's Day. I know this was kind of a different episode, but like I actually enjoyed this episode quite a bit. Well, like at least it was like fun talking about random stuff.
Yeah.
So it's strictly a movie, and yeah, hopefully you guys liked it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this sounds like a typical conversation you would have, period, at a bar, exactly. Whatever.
Just seems like a bunch of like two dudes just talking about random stuff.
Oh, Joey, going back to it though, for real. Hey, this is how we met though.
That's true. Well,
technically not how we met. We had met a couple times before, but how we actually got to the talking.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Appreciate you, man. I'm just going to fist pump the camera over here.
Yeah,
and say, as always, thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to urinate now.